So, wonderful good morning. One more time, dear LinkedIn community, I'm together with Per Martinsson, the Chief Revenue Officer of Bcomp here in Hall 5. Per, thanks for being part of our show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all your listeners.
So we will be talking today about Flux Biofiber Composites, a very, very compelling and interesting feature, of course. And if I look over there, I see a sign called Biomaterials Village. So you are clearly positioned here. Let's talk about your position here. Why did you choose, obviously, this place?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
I mean, it goes both historically that we have been here for multiple years now, and we are part of that community, so to say, even if we are very ambitiously trying to take it to the next level in terms of automation and high volume and take it really to an industrial phase, so to say.
Now, you are challenging, obviously, if I may say, carbon fibers. So what would you say to someone who says, well, composites are carbon composites, why should we use biofibers?
We have to start thinking about what materials we use in what kind of applications. And carbon fiber, I'm the first to say, I've worked with carbon fiber for 15, 20 years. It's an amazing material.
Yeah.
But to use it in areas where you don't need the high performance of that in both strength and stiffness, it's actually a waste of the planet's energy and what the energy that you use to actually produce carbon fibers. So the right material in the right place is actually what we strive for. And there clearly to use circular natural fibers in areas where it's stiffness designed, where our solutions make sense, it's perfect because you actually both help the environment and you're putting the right material in the right place.
You have taken the biocomposites from Formula E GT racing cars into a series production. Now we have a shiny new BMW here on your booth. So what was the breaking point? What was really the game changer to get from a Formula E sport racing into series production?
Number one, it's not one breaking point. It's just not one special thing that you need to solve to make it happen. It's to challenge yourself, understanding where materials fits the best.
Yeah.
Make sure that the whole supply chain is fit for it. Develop your own supply chain that you can control. Make these kind of products that actually withstand also the extremely high requirements that a company like BMW has. And it needs to be mentioned, a partnership like with BMW M is amazing. I mean, that's what takes it to the next step, so to say. It's both the dedication and the persistence within the Bcomp team to solve the different issues with natural fibers and mitigate those kind of problems. But it also is a big part to have the right partner for that journey, so to say. So there's multiple topics that we can talk about for a very, very long time until you have something like that in series production. So we're extremely proud of that.
So Per, now walking through your booth, this is really outstanding at Jack World to have a car, to have motorbikes I'm seeing here. So you really put a lot of passion into this booth, yeah? So you have obviously your solutions here on this booth and displaying really the end-use application. So what is the outstanding features of your solutions that you're having And which brands do you show today?
Today we are showcasing BMW, of course, the future in performance vehicles. We have Suzuki Grand Prix bikes. Further away there we can see a seatback of Cupra Born. So we're delivering materials into to the seatback of Cupra Born. We have interior deco panels from Volvo Cars.
Okay.
And a magnificent seatback for the Polestar 5 as well.
Wow.
Which actually showcase all our technologies in thermoplastics. So here we talk about thermosets, and the seatback for Polestar showcase a fully thermoplastic with both Amplitex and Power Ribs, the most lightweight seatback you can imagine, that you can actually fully recycle afterwards also, since it's a mono material. It's only a mix of PP and natural fibers. So quite
just
amazing.
A short follow-up question. How difficult was it to get from these brands the approval that you can show this here?
Super easy.
Super easy?
No. I mean, it's...
I thought I asked you a rhetoric question. But this one was actually a serious one.
No, but it's you need dedication. You need to have a plan.
You need to have a company.
You need to have contacts at the right level in the different companies, so you can actually do the push together with them. So it's a long game. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, or probably like ultra marathon. Probably is more correct.
So Per, if I look at racing cars, when we said initially you took it from racing into into series production. Now, of course, racing cars are a harsh environment. You got vibrations, you got frequency, you got noise, mud, water everywhere. So this is one of the most harsh conditions.
Yeah, that's correct.
So how do you compare this with other fibers like with carbon in your case?
It all comes down to which applications, where you apply the material, and what the properties those areas require. So typically these kind of things with the stiffness design, you talk about the aero pressure and so on. We have a fantastic solution with very light density natural fiber materials with very high stiffness, combined also with power ribs. It makes the lightweight and the stiffness combination to the specific stiffness becomes very high. So we can compete with carbon fiber in terms of weight and stiffness, so to say, of the bending stiffness. But then you have other advantages, like the breakage is not critical in the same way as with carbon fiber. You have a much more plastic behavior in the failure, which means that you actually can continue racing. You don't puncture tires, and you also have safety benefits. I mean, when this crashes, you can more or less grab it with the hand and take it away. You don't cut yourself. You don't have splinters all over the track that you have to stop the race, sweep the racetrack to avoid puncturing. So this actually comes with a lot of benefits. You need to understand where to put it. So it always comes down to the right material in the right place.
The circumstance, the application, the end use.
Exactly, correct.
This basically dictates what you can use and what not.
Yes.
Ah, wonderful. Okay. At least there's a choice. One more
correct.
Choice. And it looks also beautiful. Eh? The appearance is nice.
It gives something new.
Something new, yeah.
And I mean, the customization level is actually quite cool. So you can get it in different colors.
Yeah.
You can customize, have your own company DNA, so to say, in the looks, which is actually quite cool. Carbon fiber, you have the black look. It looks high performance and amazing, but this looks high performance, and you can have a really something that is, in the future, people, when they see such a weave, they will say, that's a BMW weave. And that's something
like
extraordinary.
Brand identity also.
Exactly,
That was last November, there was a boating industry exhibition, Metstraat in Amsterdam. And one of your colleagues, Paolo Dassi, he was part of a panel of the Jack Group on sustainability. And what crosses now my mind is actually, now the OEMs, of course, they have also their regularities, and they must also be thinking in sustainability. So how does the design function, how does the R&D, be fed into this sustainability features at the OEMs? What benefits they would have in looking at this?
Number one, I fully agree. If we start into just putting that, like, sustainable materials in cars or whatever kind of product, just for the sake of it, in the end, it's going to die out because it doesn't make any sense. You should put it where it actually makes sense, where you have the biggest impact on sustainability, where you have the biggest impact on the performance or the attractiveness of the products that you work with. And I think we work very hard on that one, that we don't try to force us our materials or solutions into areas where we don't give any other benefits. We always strive to have sustainability on top of the agenda, but also lightweighting. Can we find even certain or secondary benefits like the vibration damping, safety aspects, customization, and those kind of things that goes along with it, so to say. Always treat the market and the market wishes a bit more like any other material, and not go to a customer and try to sell it just, hey, we have a green solution, and just expect that they should put it in their product. That doesn't really work. And that, I think that has been shown for multiple years now. For many companies try to do that. It's
good because at least the function stays in the forefront.
It has to.
Always, yeah. And if sustainability comes along with it, it's a benefit. Yeah?
Then we should always strive to use the sustainable solutions.
Yeah.
But if you come with a sustainable solution that makes something extremely much more heavy,
yeah,
or unsafe, then it doesn't really, yeah, match. So you have to come with a purpose and a why. Why should we use this area? So,
Per, to conclude our nice discussion today with you, also in the aerospace industry, we have this feeling like we have Airbus and Boeing. They make these large planes. Everyone is talking about the production of the planes, of the aircraft. But did you know, for example, that the MRO market is, yep, as big as the original market in aerospace? And in automotive, it must be even triple, maybe quadruple, or even five times the size. Now, the question becomes, of course, now critical. How about the aftermarket with your products? Do you serve those aftermarkets also? Do you have replacement mines, or what is the status there?
So aftermarket, and it's interesting that you're mentioning aerospace, since we are actually just trying to pass all the requirements to enter aerospace interiors.
Great.
And so. And we have a very good control of understanding that the aftermarket in that space is amazing in the retrofitting of the aircraft. So we're going to be there. That's next year's discussion.
Good.
Maybe. Yeah.
Good.
No, but if you come into the aftermarket, I mean, you need pioneers like BMW. BMW, I'm putting this on road homologated vehicles. We have it on the GT4 cars and so on. We have it on GT4 Porsche, other brands as well. But you need those kind of pioneers, because then it's going to slowly dribble down to the aftermarket, because then somebody going to say, I want that material. Oh, did you see he was using that material and looks super cool? So then slowly the aftermarket is going to come. So for the moment, it's heavily packed with glass and carbon fiber solutions.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are ready to serve them when they come.
I have a BMW, which is 34 years old.
Let's keep that one.
I look at this, I'd love to have the mirror caps, the bonnet on that car. The tuning motorsport.
I mean, it will be huge in the future. That's for sure.
Per, thank you so much for being part of our show and for these insights. And let's do a catch up next year again.
Yeah.
So now I have here an Innovation Awards in my hand, and I would like to take this Innovation Award and hand it over to Johan Wacht. And Johan will explain us more about it.
Extremely proud of winning this year's JEC Innovation Award in the road transportation and automotive category together with BMW. This is really the pinnacle of a very long-term joint developing, bringing natural fiber composites from race to road. We started together in Formula E, moved to DTM, moved then into GT4 cars, so the car that you actually see here, and are now able to make the transition with high-performance natural fiber composites to road-going sports cars, which you can see here with mirror caps, with the roof, and with the diffuser. This is, for natural fiber composites, a game changer, because a lot of people doubted that we actually can make this transition, and together with BMW and everybody else involved in the project, we are now showing that this step is possible now. So here we actually see one of the first parts that is part of the JEC Innovation Awards, a mirror cap in a prepreg autoclave process together with BMW. This is really the pinnacle of the joint development of BCOM and BMW. You see here an RTM roof manufactured in the BMW plant with the BMW signature weave, passing all automotive requirements and therefore enabling a large-scale mobility project. Here you see the third part of the JEC Innovation Award, which is a diffuser, and also shows a prepreg autoclave process in the BMW signature weave. Here you see typical motorsports parts since a couple of years already in production with BMW. And you see the natural Amplitex in combination with a colored resin.
Ilkay Özkisoğlu, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour. Now available on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.